Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we want to welcome all of our listeners to Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank every last one of you for your prayers and for your support. We're waiting to stream now on our Blog Talk segment. We are now streaming on Blog Talk and at www.livedeliveranceinternetradioministries.com. And we're now in the process of waiting to stream live from our Facebook. Please stand by. Please stand by. We're having some technical difficulties. Please stand by. We are streaming at www.livedeliverance, and we are now on live on our Blog Talk segment. Please stand by for technical difficulties with our Facebook. No, this is the enemy. Stand by, please. Please stand by. Do not leave your computers or anything. Please stand by. I'll have to reboot. Stay in the line. I'll be connected back in so that I can stream with our Facebook. Please stand by. Okay, we are now about to get ready to start our stream. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties and what number the devil at the last minute. I just dropped signal. These are spirits, and they don't want me to teach this, but I thank the Lord that I'm able to be on air now to bring the word of God to you concerning deliverance and deliverance for your children. When I see me off air, please don't call and text. I have everybody calling and texting, and I can't respond. I just have to get back on air. So I want to let everybody know I'm on air. I'm trying to text everybody else who's been calling me. So just be patient with my members. Okay. Thank God that we're up. This last least of the thing we got to do, I have to get this to be recorded. And we're going to start. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you finally. Lord, we thank you for getting us on air. We thank you for straightening up all of these electrical problems that we have had. We thank you for the precious blood and atonement of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind any other interfering spirits that will cause any hindrance to the hearer. And Lord, we ask that those who hear this word become free, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Lord, use me as your oracle and allow the power of God to penetrate the hearer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're going to be doing live deliverance, mass deliverance, but we're also going to be doing some teaching. I don't like to just start doing deliverance. I like to work up the demons because demons don't like the word. They hate the word. Now, let me tell you what demons want to do to you. They want to get your emotions. Behind every negative emotion, there is a demon. Every negative emotion that you have, it is not of God. It is of the opposite. It brings in demons. It brings in your mind to accelerate on a thought, because hurt is behind you, and hurt's never been repaired. Inner pain has never been repaired. Well, the Lord can do all of that. No man can do that. I can't do it. Only Jesus can do it. I'm just a messenger. I can do it when you can do it with our faith together. Because he says, well, there are two or more gathered together, that therefore that I am in the midst. I really want to come up front with you tonight on this deliverance, because there are many people having a lot of demonic attacks everywhere. It's getting evil and evil every day. Now, I want to explain out of love with some of my members. I am behind on a lot of scheduled and deliverances and even social conversations with friends and acquaintances. I am in knee-deep of technical. I'm not going to say this again. This is the only one time that I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it out of love, and I'm not going to be repeating myself, because I don't like to repeat myself. I like to get something out and get an understanding. If I don't answer the phones at certain times, I'm dealing with a lot of backdoor legal rights to retrain all of my teachings that's out on podcasts. So please, I love you. I would love to communicate with you. I don't have the time. And I even have people just want to socialize, which is wonderful. I have friends that I was socializing to, but I can't. And I ask that you be patient with my own brother. I called him and I didn't have too much time to speak. And I'm not trying to be rude to people. I have something that I got to do. I have to take down all of these podcasts that these companies are putting on and making profit off this ministry. And I have to remove that. I didn't give them the permission. So I stream through www.livedeliverance.com. That's my main radio station, but they're taking it from Blog Talk. We also have a Twitter now open, Cast Demons Out. You can go to our Twitter. What you see in Twitter, you will see also on Facebook. Let's get into this thing now. Let's get into deliverance. Now, a lot of people don't believe in deliverance. Most Christians don't. Most Christians never had a diet of understanding demonology, which is the study of deceit. When you are in this ministry, you can recognize demons, and even when people are speaking. Okay, I'm not telling this personal individual. I'm talking to other people. This individual who just texted me, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to other people that calls. I'm not communicating to you. No, you misunderstand me. It's for other people. I have people in England that's calling me, in New Zealand that's calling me. I got a person in Panama. No, it is not you. No, it is not you. You had told me that you understood that. I'm not referring that to you, so I hope that you can hear that. This is referring to people calling me in England, 3 o'clock in the morning, and they don't mean no harm, but I just don't have the time. And I have to ask everybody to understand that. Again, the person who just sent that text just a while ago, no, that was not referring to you. All right. Let me text them back and let them know, because I don't want a person to misunderstand me. Because that'll cause a breach in the spirit. I've already texted that person. So if you're overseas, 3 in the morning, give me a break. Come on. Give me a break. And I understand that people need help, but I'm in Central Standard Time. The 3 o'clock in the morning, I go to sleep at 4. Then I have to get up, so I don't have the time. I'm dealing with a lot of backdoor research and development. So, thank you. Amen. Now I can get into, we got that straight. Amen. All right, let's pray, because I got to get back in the spirit. Father, Lord, we thank you. Open up this word to the hearer. Let those be blessed. I thank you for the sister understanding The law says everything should be done in decency and order. We also love people and be compassionate with people and be patient with people. See, the problem with us and people is we're not patient with people. Amen. And I felt led to say that, and the sister respond back. We sisters and brothers in Christ. Another brother, he just respond back. He said, amen. See, that's how it's supposed to work. You know, communicate with people. Never let the devil take advantage of your friendship with any person, because anytime a person you meet, they're in your life for a particular reason. Amen. Now, we're going to deal with demons in children deliverance, but I want to start off with the book of Luke, chapter 9, verse 42. And as he went, and as he was yet a coming, the devil threw him down and teared him, and Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. Now Jesus delivered the child to his father, so his father couldn't cast out the demons. And some of you fathers don't have the authority to cast out the demons today, and you need to get authority. Now, if you don't have a father, you women who are single, you have another father. Jesus of Nazareth is your father, and also your pastor is your spiritual head. A spiritual father is a covering for you, and you can command any demon to come out of your child if you believe in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And children don't recognize and know when they're being attacked by evil spirits. They don't know. Find out a child's problem by talking to the parents, if the child is possible, after doing deliverance. Then work on specific demons, family identified for the individuals. To find out demons in your child, in your son, or in your daughter, just look at you first. And then look at your mama and look at all her sins. Look at the alcohol and the cousins. Look at the bloodline. It's in the bloodline. Demons travel through male sperm and impregnate a woman. Demons are hereditary. They're exterritorial. They want to attack from outside with inside. But in bloodline, the bloodline demons is when you have to really break a lot of curses and cast out the demons in the bloodline. For example, in my family, they had a demon of alcohol. My father would get so drunk, he would fall out on the floor. I would be so sad to see him come in. I told myself I would never I never want to do that, but I wind up drinking. Look at a pattern. There are patterns. The father drink, you drink. The son's, he got a child, he's drinking. That's a spirit, and that's a curse in the bloodline. So search the bloodline. Look at yourself. Look at all the mistakes you made. Well, that's going to go transfer to your child if you don't break the curses. We have to break curses from certain sins in our lives. It is often best for the parent to hold the child during a deliverance ministry. If anybody is bringing a child to a deliverance minister, the mother and the father should be there, and they should really learn deliverance ministry themselves, because the father have more authority. At this point here, we see in the book of Luke, chapter 9, 47, Jesus delivered him again back to his father. And the father have spiritual authority over the family. I don't care how old your daughter, your child is, that father. And if you don't have a father, agree with your pastor. Call me. Agree with me. And I will be taking prayer calls, but right now I can't. I will take prayer calls, but I will hope that people will listen to me now, that we can come together tonight and pray for all needs as the Holy Spirit lead me through each individual person. Lord, show me your face, and then I'll pray as the Holy Spirit lead me. Now, some people just don't believe that demons can be in children. They can. We need to look at some basics of deliverance. We're dealing with deliverance in children and in grown adults. We're doing a mass deliverance tonight, so we're going to be in here for a while. So let's begin to start by reading the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 14. Also, Pastor Rodriguez Baker, his wife is in labor and giving child to Joshua. Pastor Rodriguez Baker is on staff here. He's been my spiritual son since he was 19 years of age. He's 33, three children, and one just came. Congratulations, Pastor Rodriguez Baker from Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Mark chapter 9, verse 14. Mark chapter 9, verse 14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioned with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, salute him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son. So a son, this is a son, my son, which hath a dumb spirit. Now, this dumb spirit works in two ways. There's a deaf and dumb spirit also. Deaf, dumb spirit, Book of Mark, King James. Deaf and dumb spirits. Now, I want to show you something about this. In Mark 9:25, when Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit. Notice it's single. Then he says, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit. They work together. I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Now, I want you to look at Mark 9:25 because it's very significant. This is the only time that Jesus commanded demon not to ever go into a human being. All the rest of them, he didn't do that. Even when the ones that went into swine, the five that went to the herd and in the Garden of the Gethsemane in Mark 5, and they gave him peace, cast us into the swine, legions which we are many, he never said no enter no more. He just said go. In Mark Matthew 8:32, he said go, and all went to the swine. This is significant for Christians. Because a dumb spirit will stop you from understanding the thing of God. And a deaf spirit in the spirit realm will stop you from hearing the spirit of God. Most people can't get an understanding. Now, the dumb and deaf spirit is also one that operates in the phenomena of the natural, which a person is deformed, slow of learning, deaf, they cannot hear naturally, which is still spiritually. But this deaf and dumb spirit really grips Christians, and it blocks them from receiving and even from hearing God. Now, we see that that was a boy. Let's look at Mark 7:26-29, because I have new people here, and I have people all over the world that have never heard the ministry of deliverance. Now, I got regulars who have heard this. But there are more people coming on, and we're getting people all over the world needing help in the ministry of deliverance. I believe that the Lord is coming very soon, and we can't get caught up in ourselves. I'm under vicious attack, but I'm used to fighting, and I know that I will win because God's word works. Don't nothing else work but the word. See, demons don't like the Bible. They don't even want me to teach you that a child can have a demon, because you got to look at you. Our fathers have sinned, and we bore their iniquities. Lamentations 5:7. Your children can bore their iniquities. I also want to share with you about the girl, Mark 7:26-29. The woman was a Greek Syrophoenician. I really like the Bible because it definitely wants to let you know this was a non-Jewish person. In those days, Syrophoenicians was not Jewish. Boy, isn't God powerful? And even when Jesus was on the earth, he did miracles for the Jews and the Gentiles. That's why salvation is for the Jew first and then the Gentile. The woman was a Greek Syrophoenician by nation, and she bought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Now, let me say this for you parents, because Brother Rodriguez does this, and I learned a lot, and God gave me a scripture on this. if you have children and you bringing your children around other children that don't fear the Lord, that can affect your child. And I'm going to show you out the Bible. See, the Word of God has many answers to many things. All the mysteries of the revelation of God's Word are so powerful. Children can make other children cease from fearing the Lord. You have to be careful who is around your child. You have to be careful what your child is listening to. You have to teach your child discipline. Most children are not disciplined. I can't judge other people's children. But there are ways to raise your child called the rod, which is in the Bible. We'll be dealing with that. But if you want to teach your children to fear the Lord, you have to discern who your children is around. Now, I'd like for you to turn. I will show this to you off the Bible. In the book of Joshua, chapter 22. See, it takes time to study. And anytime you people, you brothers and sisters, see that red light, do not disturb. I'm studying. Take time to study the Bible. I don't care what's your problem. I don't care where you're at. If you read something, God will honor that. Joshua chapter 22. And we're going to go to verse 25, 26, 27, and 28. Joshua 22:25, and we're going to stop at 28. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gibeah the second day, and destroyed down to the ground of the children of Israel. Again, 18,000 men, all these drew the sword. Then all the children of Israel and all the people went up and came up into the house of God and wept and sat there before the Lord and fasted that day until eve and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And the children of Israel inquired of the Lord, for the ark of the covenant of God was there in those days. 22, Joshua 20. Oh, Lord, I'm in Joshua 20. Joshua chapter 22, forgive me. I was reading this, and wait a minute. Joshua, I'm in Judges. Hang on. I'm sorry. I've had a long day. Okay, here we go. Joshua 22, verse 25. For the Lord had made Jordan a border between us and you, your children of Reuben and children of Gad. Ye have no part of the Lord, so shall your children make our children cease from fearing the Lord. So other people's children can stop you, your children, from cease from fearing the Lord. Why is that? Because other people's children, you don't know if they have deliverance, whether they have any deliverance in their life. Are they being taught the Word of God? Most children are not being taught the Word of God. Most children are given a PlayStation or an Xbox or a device to get on to keep their attention all day, which keeps them in a cosmic mode of electronic manufacturing every day when they are on that computer. Who is your child associating with? Does your child have children like this that will make them do this? That's in the Bible. Jordan, a burden between us and you, your children of Reuben and children of Gad. Ye have no part in the Lord, so shall your children make your children cease from fearing the Lord. Whoever your children are around is very, very important. It's up to the parents to be the guardian of that. And nowadays, the spirit of pressure gets on a child between the age of 13 now. It was 15. It's at 13 now. It's the spirit of rebellion pops between 13. 15, those, I don't see them no more. When people call me, they're 13 years old. Some even 12. Find out the child's problem. Talk to your child. Communicate to your child. Have trust with your child. Have Bible study with your child. If your child is trained in the Word, he'll be more easily acceptable to understand the ministry of deliverance. Ministry to children. Since it has already been shown that demon spirits are able to gain entrance to a fetus, and to children. It is obvious that there should be deliverance for them. Demons can be called out of children in the same way they can be called out of older people. Matter of fact, it's more easier because they believe. They don't have hardened roots. The younger person is, the easier it is for the demons to come out. The older you are, the harder it is for these demons to come out because they've been rooted. Please turn to Matthew 3:10. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree which brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the tree. Is rooted. See, the older you are, the deeper the demons get. But for a child, you can break curses with your child, tell your child to repeat after me after they get the knowledge. Stop teaching your child Noah's Ark. Teach them deliverance. But that ain't that. Where that's at in the Bible that Jesus said you can't teach your children anything about the ministry of deliverance. Here it is, Jesus dealing with a boy. We just showed you, a girl, a man in Luke 8:27-24, a woman, that's us, grown people, Mark 16:19, a daughter with 12 years, Luke 8:42, a woman who was sick for 12 years, Luke 8:43. Sickness can bring demonic spirits also. And let me tell you what demons run at in people's emotions and their soul. That's what demons hit you, thought life. Hearing something, misinterpreting it. If you got hurt inside of you, you got to get inner healing because those demons are going to keep tormenting you. You may be communicating to a person, but not knowing that you've been hurt unless the Lord reveal you areas in your life that needs to be inner healed. And only Christ can do that. So ask your child, ask the Lord, what is my child's condition? Look at you first before you look at the child now. Ordinarily, children are quite easily delivered since the spirits have not been there very long. They're not as deeply embedded in the flesh. See, we are old. We're more deeply embedded in the flesh, why it's hard for us to change our ways. We're stubborn. We want to do it our way, and that's going to keep getting in your way. If you have a demonic problem with a particular spirit, even with anger, the anger spirit will keep attacking you until you get mad. They're going to keep doing it again. But you got to look at it that you're not dealing with the person. If a person can understand the demonology, is that you're not dealing with a person even when a person is talking to you. You have to get through the person because the demons are really in the person telling the person if the person is demonically oppressed, they don't know or recognize. Jesus says, you know not what spirit ye are of. Only the Lord can reveal to you what's in you. Amen. A young Christian couple had a three-month-old child. They brought to me and Sister Durden. And I'll never forget this. That child screamed so loud. It was screaming. My ears was echoing. And it was screaming and screaming and screaming. And the Lord gave me word of knowledge, spirit of torture and torment. And this lady was tormented when she was pregnant. So when a woman has emotional and when she's carrying a child, all the trauma that you went through carrying that child 8 months has affected that child and been that child. Your anger, the child feels it. Your rejection, the child feels it. Your hurt, your struggles, the child feels it. If you want to hear your child, the Lord told me something. If you take your hands and put it between your ears and with the palm of your hand and hold it, you hear a muscle. You hear that sound? Say, I don't want this child. If you say, I don't want this child, even your thought, I don't know why I got pregnant. That child hears that and rejects and enters that child because you're connected to that child, even from the fetus. So demons have a very smart way of entering into children and even keep concealing themselves until they're exposed by the ministry of deliverance. Not by me, I said by the ministry of deliverance and the revelation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How do infants and children keep themselves from being demon-free once they are delivered? They are not completely to protect themselves. It is not the responsibility of the child, but of the parents and guardians. It's the responsibility of the mother and father for a child 12 and under. Teach your child the fear of the Lord. Pray over your child. Break curses over your child. You doing it, teach it to them. And if you find that they don't want to receive it, that's an antichrist spirit in that child. If you find that they don't want to read the Bible, they ain't nothing but an anti-Messiah spirit, anti-against Christ. I believe you will find in Scripture that when Jesus ministered to children, one or both of the parents was present. It is the responsibility of parents to be in the spiritual guardians of their children, not the pastor, but the parents. So parents, you got a lot of homework to do. You got to get discernment of the Holy Spirit. You got to get word of knowledge. You need an understanding of how to break curses. You have to know that the curse does not come without a cause, Proverbs 26:2. You got to ask the Holy Spirit to give you revelation of every curse that can affect your child, your sins. If the child was born out of wedlock, you got to break the curse because that's a bastard in Deuteronomy 23:2. A lot of people have children out of wedlock, and the Lord is telling me, we need to do this now. There's a lot of people I'm hearing that was born out of wedlock. So the Holy Spirit is flipping the script. So we need to do this and get people free who had their child, who had a child born out of wedlock. Okay, let's start with how this thing started. Please turn to the book of Hebrews. If any of you was born out of wedlock, I was born out of wedlock. I got this revelation when I was called into the ministry, when I was a chaplain, assistant chaplain John Durden, and I went to my mother before she passed away, and the Lord revealed to me that you have a curse on you. I can't bless you. And I said, huh? And he gave me the revelation, and I'm going to give it to you. So I asked my mother, I said, Mom, was I born out of wedlock? She said, yeah, who told you that? I said, the Lord. And then she told me after my father and her had a child, 6 months later, he married her, and they was married for 40 years. But still, I was born out of wedlock. How does this happen? How can our children get caught up in this? Let me say something else for husbands. We're going to deal with the bastard. We got to break the curse for some of you children who's born out of wedlock. But I want to say this for husbands who are married. Please turn to 2 Peter. Second Peter chapter 2:14. Now, if you're a born again Christian, if you're a man, and if you're having adultery and having an affair and you have children, you are putting curses on your children. Let me say this again. Any man who's married and is a Christian who believes that Jesus is the Son of God, Christians commit fornication and adultery. That's why the Bible puts it in there in Galatians 5:19. You put a curse on your children. That is in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14. Having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. So if any of you tonight who's been committing this act, you need to break a curse because you're hurting your children. Now let's look at the bastard and how to break this curse off children who was born out of wedlock, not of their choice, but of the ignorance of the parents. I say the ignorance because the Bible says that my people are destroyed due to what? Lack of knowledge. So we're going to give you some knowledge tonight. Turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. The Bible says marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled. Only in marriage is the bed undefiled. So if you're a Christian, include me and anybody, and you have sex and you're not married, it's undefiled. If you're married, if you have sex, it is not undefiled. So if a person is having sex and they're not married, the impregnation of that child during the activity of the loss is going to be conceived and transferred to that child because it is undefiled. Now, in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, God says some very interesting things about cutting people's children off. Because of this union that you had outside of marriage, it brings consequences. Go to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You see, when you was young, you had this baby, y'all doing your thing, and named the child Shakita. When I was a hospital chaplain, I seen 17 years old, 15 years old, 14-year-old pregnant girl. That was pitiful. I didn't like that. That's the only part in the chaplaincy I didn't like. When me and Brother John had to make our rounds, I'm seeing all these young girls, and when I minister to them, I said, you know, you just brought a curse. This is how I got this revelation, because I used to go to the hospital. I was a chaplain. And every time I see a woman out of wedlock, the Lord said, go teach this. And they would break the curse. So the Bible says my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. See, you didn't know that the Bible says that the bed is undefiled. So you reject it. So your free will. Because of your free will, he says, I will also reject thee, that thou should not be a priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. Well, the law of thy God is in being married in the bed is undefiled, but it's the opposite. But because of the opposite, look what God does to your children. I will also forget thy children. Why is he that vicious? I'll show you why. He will change it, but I'm going to show you the bad part before we get to the good part. Because your children need to be free from this curse that you put upon them and the father out your willful sin, not knowing this. Now that you know it, you should never have a child outside of, and that's just marriage. Amen? We all make mistakes. I'm not here to beat nobody upside the head. There's now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. God can forgive all things. I'm showing you how the demons get into your children. This is what I'm showing people. How to stop it. We got to break the curse because it's a bastard. Now, the Bible speaks of two types of bastards. There's only two types of bastards in the Bible. One of them is in the book of Hebrews. That's when you're disobeying God. You don't want to be chastised by God. You want to do your own thing. And you will consider to be a bastard. Looking unto Jesus, for consider him whoever you have. Wait a minute. Despise not, rebuke the law from the Lord. There you go. But if ye be without chastisement, Hebrews 12:8. But if you be without chastisement, wherefore all are partakers, then are ye bastards, not sons. I'm not talking about that bastard. I'm talking about the bastard that was born out of wedlock, which is in Deuteronomy 23. So please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 23. Verse 3. It says, a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to his 10th generation. So, if you don't break this curse off your child, you have a child, a boy, 10 generations, his son, 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 son. That's a lot of years of curse. Curse. Either it's spiritual, the child may go through spiritual deep poverty through his life. The child may have health problems because the curse has been on it. Curses also bring in sin. The child could be sexually molested through spiritual loss, through the participation of the man and the woman who was not married. The demons in the man and the demons in the woman combined through the physical sex of pleasure through sperm bring in those two demons in that child and becomes a bastard because you wasn't in union with God. The Bible says here in Deuteronomy 23:2, a bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even to the 10th generation. So that's 10 generations. Now, God can reverse this, and you need to repeat this prayer after me. God can reverse this. In Deuteronomy 23:5, he says, "Nevertheless, the Lord thy God will not hearken unto Balaam, but the Lord thy God turned the curse into a blessing unto thee, because the Lord thy God loveth thee." So we're going to turn the curse right now. If you have children out of wedlock, we're going to turn the curse into a blessing. We're going to turn the curse into a blessing. So if you had a child out of wedlock, repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask that you forgive me for having a child out of wedlock. I did not know, Lord. I repent of any sins in my life or my ancestors' lives that have resulted in a curse. I repent of all disobedience, rebellion, perversion, witchcraft, idolatry, lust, adultery, fornication, mistreatment of others, murder, cheating, lying, sorcery, divination, and occult involvement. I ask for your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. The Lord Jesus of Nazareth, take authority over and break any curse upon my children. Name your children right now. Name yourself and break the curses, and name the children's father and break the curses by proxy. Break the curses and all the way back to Adam and Eve. I break all curses all the way back to Adam and Eve on my mother's side, on my father's side. I break all curses on my children over poverty. I break the curse of poverty, the curse of lack, the curse of death, the curse of destruction, the curse of sicknesses, the curse of death, the curse of vagabond due to having a child out of wedlock. I break all these curses of rejection, pride, rebellion, lust, hurt, incest, rape, Ahab, Jezebel, fear, infantasy, madness, confusion. I break it all the way back to Adam and Eve on my mother's side and on my father's side. All curses of illegitimacy is now off my children and myself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, the curse is broken based on Galatians chapter 3:13. Please turn there. The primary emphasis of this is to teach you that you can break curses through the name of Jesus Christ and through his word. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, here's the key to breaking curses. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. But it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Notice it said tree. It didn't say cross. When a child is brought for prayer, we're asked for both parents to accompany them, preferably the father, since he has the most spiritual authority. Often we will talk briefly with the child and watching the child and the father. And then what me and Sister Durgan would do is separate the father, say, hey, take a walk. And then I'll see how the child acts with the mother. Children and the spirits in them operates different with either the mother or the father. If the father is a righteous man and loves them and will discipline them, they won't go to him to try to trick them. They go to the lesser person, which is the giver, which is the woman, because the woman is an incubator. She conceives. She's a protector. She's a nourisher. We deliver. So most often, not all, unless he's a Jezebel and don't know the word of God, children can influence a man. But if the man's under the covering of the Lord based on 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, it's impossible. The curse is a family out of divine order. As for my people, children are the oppressor and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead them cause to error and to destroy the way of the path. Isaiah 3:12. This is a result of families not following the Bible. And when you don't follow the Bible, and families don't teach their children anything about Christ, his righteousness, or even teach about demons can enter them through sin, through being disobedient to the word of God. The spirit is in the atmosphere, Ephesians 2:2, that spirit that work in the children of disobedience. Children have to be taught that in order for them to maintain their deliverance. Here are following of some special curses that can be on children. Children born into ancestral unions, we just talked about that. That's in Genesis chapter 19, verse 36 through 38. Curse of idol worship extending to four generations of great-grandchildren, Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 through 5. Children who strike their parents, anytime a child hit their parents, that's a curse, Exodus chapter 21, 15. Those who curse their parents verbally, that's a curse, Exodus 21, 17. Iniquities of the father on children. Iniquities of the father on children. This is why you have to break the curse off these men who you had these babies with, or your husband who you had a baby with. If you married and y'all ain't broke each other's curses, the child still can be affected. You have to break curses. You're going to prepare for a child, you have to prepare spiritually before you prepare physically. Mostly we prepare physically and not spiritually. But the right way is to prepare it spiritually first before you deal with it physically. Children wandered for 40 years, Numbers chapter 14, 18, and 33. Idol worship, Deuteronomy 5, 9, and 10. Rebellious children, Deuteronomy 21, 18 through 21. Curse of the bastard is in 10 generations. I just explained that to you. Deuteronomy 23, 2. In son's days, evil will come on the whole house if they're not delivered. 1 Kings 21, 19. The iniquities upon the father, upon the children, is very real. Again, it is written in Jeremiah 38, 12. Defects on children who have Ahab or Jezebel parents. Children are open to violence on TV constantly. A parent that a child has, if it's Jezebel, the child would have a disarray of order because Jezebel's spirit wants to control man, wants to stop prophets, don't like the revelation of Jesus Christ. Some people have a Jezebel spirit and don't even know that they have it. But they have to give close attention when you're dealing with deliverance with children whose mother and father are either Ahab or Jezebel. The Ahab spirit will go, that child will go to the Ahab spirit to get what he want, how he want, and to control them. But it has to be manipulative to get to the Jezebel spirit because she's manipulative herself. Children are open to violence, death, because of tension and confusion and hurts and insults given to them by the family structure being out of order. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 8 and 9. Confusion, frustration, hate. In constantly seeing the mother controlling everything opens up the child to fear, insecurity, frustration, and the inability to follow properly. The husband is the head of the house, not the wife. But the Jezebel is the reverse. It does not acknowledge headship. So if a child is under the impression or have been under this spirit either through the mother or the father, a male can also have Jezebel and a female can also have Ahab. It's not commonly, but it is, can be done. Mostly spirits of the Jezebel principality reside in women. We're going to break curses for all of our, for children. If any of your children's children, your ancestors have was involved with any type of evil, I break all curses placed on me, on my children, from witches of evil against me throughout my past generation. I break all bloodline of evil through my children. I ask that the blood of Jesus flow through the generation here forth now. I break it by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray. Amen. Here's a prayer on how to dedicate your children to the Lord. Repeat after me. I vow to raise my children according to the holy word of God. I do hereby dedicate them to the Lord Jesus Christ to do with according to his perfect plan of life. I praise and thank God for my children. I pray that the children will be strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and grace. and that they will have favor with God and man. I ask these desires of my heart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Master, and my Savior. Amen. Husbands are often the most effective in commanding spirits to leave their wives with their support of others. This is true with his children also. Set together with family, husbands have special powers and authorities over his family. Even I don't have that as a deliverance ministry, but the husband does. Children must be disciplined by their parents. The methods for discipline is in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 23. Let's look at these methods. Proverbs 13:23. Much food is in the tailgate of the poor, but that is destroyed for what of judgment? No. Proverbs 13:23. Proverbs 13:23, much food is in the tent of the poor, but no, I got that wrong. The prayer of justification, application of rod can be, let's go to Proverbs 22:15. I'm sorry. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Nowadays in the world, you can't even discipline your child. They'll put you in jail for doing this, is what the Bible says that you should do to deal with your children. But do we do this? Let me read it again. Proverbs 22:15. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. So a child has foolishness. It's up to you as a parent to, when you see that foolishness, to stop it with this method that God put in the Bible. Proverbs 22:15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Parents may times prepare the way for deep-seated spirits of fear, rejection, and conditional love to enter. God will turn the hearts of the fathers, not the mothers, to the children. Malachi 4:6, Colossians 3:21. A child left to rear himself is a disaster going somewhere to happen. Very wrong. Indwelling demons can be present because of the inherited curses inhabited the sins and legal holes and grounds from other sources to the child by not having a righteous mother, by not having a righteous father, by not having the word of God implemented as a daily diet for your spirit. The punishment should be equal for the offenses. We provoke our children to wrath when we punish more severely than often justified. Some of us get out of control, and you may have hate for your child because you had them born and hit them harder. You may need some deliverance. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. The Bible speaks of a lot about children. We're about to get ready to move into deliverance for those who need deliverance. Amen. We ask that you get the spirit of the unclean spirit out of your land. Zechariah 13:2, we clear all unclean spirits out of the land as we go now. And again, he was yet coming, and the devil threw him down and rebuked him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. All right, we're through with the children's ministry. Now we're going to open up doors for adults in areas of demons that may affect you. You have to understand this is I'm worldwide. I'm dealing with people all over the world. So I have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit based on the needs of people. How demons enter into people. Some of you may not have opened up these doors. Some of you have. If any of you have opened up the doors to astral projection, you need deliverance. Ouija boards, Bloody Mary, table lifting, magic eight ball, spells of curses, mental telepathy, automatic handwritings, spirit guide, fortune telling, divination, tarot cards, levitation, magic, witchcraft, sorcery, Satanism, and palm reading. astrology, horoscopes, hypnosis, black, white, magic, Dungeons and Dragons, blood packs of cutting yourself, objects of worship, crystal balls, good luck charms, sexual spirits, martial arts spirits, taekwondo. A lot of you sent your children to taekwondo. Ain't nothing but a demon. Stop them from doing that. New Age, Mason, Mind Science, Universal Church, Raw Master, Transcendental Meditation, Yoga, Hare Krishna, Bahaism, Native American Spirit Worship, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Black Muslim. You need to get deliverance. Negative thoughts that opens up the doors to humans. That's where demons get you. You get something, take it wrong, and them negative thoughts get in your mind, and you just got to say something, and you be saying something from the demon, not even from your spirit. Bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness. Can't get no deliverance tonight if you don't forgive. So if anybody's trying to get some demons cast out, don't waste my time if you haven't forgive. Control, dominance, retaliation, accusation, rejection, insecurity, jealousy, withdrawal, depression, heaviness, weariness, marine spirits. We got something for everybody tonight. Amen. Uncovering the entities of evil and legal rights. Occult influences, willful sins open up the doors to demons, addictions, abandonment, abuse. Putting down the stronghold of Satan tonight. Fear, anger, rejection, depression, self-hatred, and abuse. We're going to come up against it. Bitterness, resentment, condemnation, unworthiness, doubt, unbelief, guilt, shame, hate, rage, death, destruction. We're going to bind the lesser demons to their leader. We're going to work through the system. We're going to ask God for angelic assistance tonight. We're going to call forth for undesignated evil spirits to leave the body. We'll find the function by the leading of the Holy Spirit tonight. We'll force the demon by the authority of Jesus to leave. Manifestations of demons, if you're going through this tonight, you may encounter coughing, dorming, vomiting, spitting, foaming, crying, screaming, singing, roaring, bleaching, yelling, exalting. Hindrance to receiving deliverance tonight, curses, sin, pride, unforgiveness, passivity, ungodly soul ties, occultism, fear, embarrassment, unbelief, lack of desire, unforgiveness, lack of knowledge. Tonight, we're going to let the Holy Spirit address the spirit by name, and if it is not known, address by function. Either the Holy Spirit will give it or the demon will reveal it himself tonight. Do not rely on either methods. Depend on the Holy Spirit. We don't take scripts here. If you've been involved with any of these, please renounce it. Have you had your fortune telling told? Tea leaves, palm reading, renounce it. Read the following horoscopes. I've had charts made for yourself. You got to renounce that. Practicing yoga, transcendental meditation. You got to renounce that. Attending seances or spiritual meetings, you have to renounce that. Had a reincarnation reading about whom you seen a dead person, narcomancy, you definitely have to renounce that tonight. I want everybody to repeat this after me and say, I renounce them. We get in the process to start off mass deliverance and say, I renounce them. Do you renounce Satan and all spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Say, I renounce them. Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Say, I renounce them. Do you renounce all foolish teaching that's not biblical? Do you renounce following the preacher and the man? Say, I renounce them. Do you turn to Jesus Christ and his word and accept him? I do. Do you put your whole trust in his love and grace? Say, I do. Do you promise to follow and to obey him? Say, I do. Now, ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins right now. If we confess our fault, he's just and able to forgive us for all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. And he will forgive you. Now we're going to say a prayer for protection against any harm. Lord Jesus, we ask all of us that you protect our families from sickness, from harms, from accidents. If any of us have been subject to any curses, hexes, or spells, I declare these spells, curses, and hexes void in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If any evil spirits have been sent against me, the Lord Jesus of Nazareth will decommission you in the name of Jesus Christ to deal with you as he will. Then the Lord says, go. Matthew 8:32. Lord Jesus, thank you for sharing with us your wonderful ministry of deliverance. Thank you for the healing that we will see and experience today. Lord, we realize that the sickness and evil that we encounter are more than our humanity can bear. So cleanse us from all sadness, negativity, and despair that we may have picked up in our life today. Cleanse us from anger, impatience, lust, and cleanse us of those temptations and replace them with love, joy, and peace. If any evil spirits have attached themselves to me or oppressed me in any way, the Lord Jesus command you spirits of earth, air, fire, water, and of the never world, and of nature depart and to go straight to Jesus Christ for him to deal with you as he will. Come, Holy Spirit, renew us, fill us with your love and your power. Strengthen us where we have felt weak and clothe us with your light. Fill us with the life of Jesus of Nazareth. Please send your holy angels to minister to us and to protect us and to guard us from a sleep and a restful night tonight and to protect us from here on out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Saint Michael, the archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protector against the wickedness and the snares of the devil and Satan. May God rebuke him, O humbly pray. And thou, O Prince of heavenly hosts, by the divine power of God, to be cast Satan into hell and to evil spirits who roam throughout the world, seeking the ruins of the soul of man. Father, in the name of Jesus, I loose myself from all relationships that are not ordained of you, God, all relationships that are not of the spirit, but of the flesh, relationships based on control, domination, manipulation. I ask it all to come out of me based on my soul, based on fear, based on loss, based on deception. I ask it all to come out of me. I loose my members and my body, including my mind, memory, eyes, ears, tongues, hands, feet, and my entire sexual character to the Lord Jesus of Nazareth, lust, perversion, sexual impurity, and uncleanness. Lasciviousness, come out of me. All filthiness of the flesh, come out. Uncontrollable sexual desires, I ask that you deliver me, Lord. I loose myself from all effects of bad memories, painful memories, memories of my past that would hinder me in the present and the future. I loose myself from all occult involvement with all secret societies and organizations, and inheritance and rebellion and confusion and sickness and death and destruction as a result of all occult involvement. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the authority given to me to bind and to loose every evil spirit tonight, I bind by the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Deep hurt, pain, sadness, grief, anger, hatred, rage, bitterness, fear. We block these emotions and command that the Spirit of God free everyone who's been hurt tonight by some person or some human being. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're going to get ready now to start our mass deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I want you to blow by the breath. Spirits blows by the breath. Blow it out by the breath. All spirits that's affecting my life, come out of me now. Spirits of stress, worry, come out. Anxiety, come out. Come out. Spirits of anxiety, come out of me right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come out. All spirits of stress, worry, come out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's a lot of people worrying. There's a lot of people under stress. There's a lot of people trying to figure things out. You're trying to use your mind. The natural thing does not receive the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:14. You cannot figure God out. You have to believe. The Lord has told me some of y'all don't want to fight. You got to fight when you don't. You got to pray in tongues when you don't want to pray in tongues. Demons are constantly want to attack you. You want them out of you. All spirits of worrying, anxiety, fear, apprehension, come out now in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Come on out. Blow it out. All spirits of nervousness, tension, headaches, nervous habits, anger, come on out. Anger, rejection, come on out. A person who's rejected don't even know that they're rejected. A person who's been hurt don't even know. They have to be revealed by God. Ask the Lord to reveal you, to prepare you for inner healing for yourself so that you can love the Lord before you can love someone else. Nervousness, sensitivity. There's a lot of people who's very sensitive. You say the wrong thing, it pop off. That's hurt and rejection inside. If you're like that, you need to get that out. Get it out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All mental illnesses. Retardation, come on out. Hallucinations, come out. Mind idolatry, intellectualism, trying to rationalize God, come on out. All marine spirits, squid spirits with tentacles, come out. all sea serpent spirits of the sea, mammal spirits, Leviathan, Job 41, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Restlessness. There's a lot of people who can't even sleep at night. Spirit of restlessness, come on out. Come on out, spirit of restlessness, spirit of nervousness, spirit of resentment, frustration, spirit of idleness, spirit of self-pity, spirit of self-reward. Come on out. Come on out right now. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come out of them. Schizophrenia, double-minded people, come on out. Ask the Lord to mold your soul as one, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. We have a body, mind, soul, and spirit. Spirit of schizophrenia, come on out. Coming out, schizophrenic. Spirit of wavering, coming out. Spirit of hate, come out. Spirit of loneliness, coming out. Coming out, loneliness, coming out. People, the Lord is telling me, stop being emotional. Don't walk with your emotions. Behind every negative emotion is a demon. You can't walk like that. You keep opening up the doors to demons. When you get these spirits out, don't rely on your soul, your emotions. Rely on your spirit, the inner man. Amen? Restlessness, come on out right now. Doctrinal error, come on out. False Jesus, come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Let's go. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rebellion. Rebellion is the spirit of Antichrist, of disobedience and disrespect the authority of God, has established authority in home, churches, and civil government. God himself is our supreme authority. To search self-will above all levels of authority of God, divine order is essential. Demons of rebellion is to keep you from being in order of God. Come on out right now. Come on out right now. Demon of bitterness. A warning is sound, lest any root of bitterness spring up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. The root of bitterness is responsible for much troubles. Bitterness harbors in the heart for long lengths of time and opens the door to demons to invade. This is probably the most common opening for demon activity. In the majority of cases of bitterness, is towards someone within an immediate family, friend, or close person that you know. Bitterness spirits keep alive hurtful accidents and harm in the emotion of the negativity of your mind and your imaginations. Things that happened years ago are as fresh as alive in the memory as if they have only happened today. Thus, the person not only copes with current problems, but is even faced with the blocking of hurt. The spirit of unforgiveness keeps alive every detail of that hurt, reveals them continually in the person's mind. This is most vital hurt that's neither forgiven nor forgotten because you won't forgive. Whenever the attitude of bitterness is found, one may accept to find the demon of bitterness, resentment, and hatred. In some instances, the chain of spirits go to include others. On all of the spirits in the grouping comes with bitterness. Demon of rejection. The door of the spirit of rejection is to enter most frequently open during childhood. During childhood. And even while a baby is still in the mother's womb, when a child is unwanted, the fetus is open for the interest of a demon of rejection. I find that some people are definitely repelled by such suggestions. They think that it's terrible, unfair for such things to be possible. We must remember that the devil is no gentleman, and he is not regarded by rules or fair sportsmanship. Rather, he is extremely evil and does not hasten for a moment to take full advantage of the situation through your ignorance about evil spirits. Satan delights in finding an archives of foolishness, unwanted people who is interested is not in the ministry of deliverance. God bless you tonight. Whew. God bless. I love all of you. Sow a seed here at livedeliverance.com. Go to www.livedeliverance.com. Come join us at 646-378-1857. God bless you. Evangelist Janet Taylor will be in tomorrow. I will be off tomorrow and off Friday. God bless. Shalom to all of you. Sow a seed and keep us on air. Good night. Stand by, those who are on live deliverance internet radio. Please stand by. Okay, Chaplain Durden, you got the mic. I'm going to let you talk. Wait 1 minute. I need to go to the restroom. Hang on, Brother John. Okay, Brother John, okay. You have to hold that mic. I got to go to the restroom. Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Again, this is Brother John. And for those who don't know Brother Emmett Overton, I met him about 16, 17 years ago. You know, an education he had was high school diploma and 1 year of college, but he didn't complete that whole year. And he's a background. He was a gangster, kind of thing, one of the top gangsters here in Atlanta, Georgia, and so forth. And he tried to commit suicide. And when he called the number, the Lord led him to call the number when, at the time, I was serving as a counselor with the counseling centers. And he called and said, "Look, mister, I don't want no prayer. I just want to be successful. I tried to kill myself 3 times, and it seemed like I just can't do it. I pulled the trigger at my head. And in my mouth, and the gun wouldn't go off. I could take the gun outside and pull the trigger, and unload. But I put it back in my mouth. It wouldn't happen." He said, "So I went back in the house, turned the gas on, and he stuck his head in the oven, and all that gas coming out. And just when he was about to pass out, somebody knocked on the door. He turned the gas off, grew up, and boom, nobody at the door. So he went back a second time, turned the stove on, tried to kill himself by inhaling gas. Somebody knocked on the door again, and he went. Nobody was there. And while he was telling me the story, then I felt led by the Spirit to tell him, say, the reason you fail, sir, because God don't want you. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. The devil trying to destroy you." And I told him that, and he accepted it, and then I led him to the Lord. He rededicated his life to the Lord. And the Lord, and I took him to the hospital where I worked at, and I had him just assisting me doing little things, you know, what normally he could do without having the training as a chaplain. And he sat under me for about 2 years. And one day the Lord told me to buy him a Bible. And I went to the store, bought him a Bible. And he sat there from 8 o'clock in the morning almost until 5 o'clock that evening, every day reading that Bible. And then finally God spoke to him and said, "My son, I don't want you to go to school there. I'm going to teach you myself. Because all you have is a high school diploma. I will personally teach you." And the Lord would teach him every day. And every time the Lord tell him something, he'd run across. He said, "Now go tell John." He said, "Guess what the Lord told me?" Man, he told me about all the marriages. He told me the books of the Bible, what they meant and everything else. I mean, just right out of his spirit. I said, "My Lord." And then I went to his house a couple of times. And I sat in the living room. He says, "Well, John, you can't. I'm kind of busy with the Lord. He's teaching me." But I said, "Well, I'm sorry. I'm going." He said, "No, no, Lord said you can stay." And I sit there and he'd be looking at an invisible blackboard. And he'd be saying everything to me with even that blackboard. And the Lord said, "Check with John." I said, "That's what the Bible says." So the Lord personally told him. He says, "I don't need you to go to the worldly school. I will teach you. And by the way, my name is Jesus of Nazareth." He didn't say my name is Jesus. He says, "My name is Jesus of Nazareth. I will teach you." And the Lord told him everything. And, you know, for the past 14, 15, 16 years, everybody thought I was writing all the sermons and everything else because they just couldn't believe, understand how can a guy with just a high school diploma can be a heavyweight in the Word of God. And, you know, no matter how many times I tell them, they won't believe tomorrow, you need to tell the truth, you know. And it's not me. I wish I could teach like that, you know, because since I got the degree, he does it. But he was doing it, and I just followed the leading of the Lord. Lord said, "Now go buy him a Bible." And I went and bought him a Bible. And he'd sit there in my assistant's office and read that Bible from 8 or 9 in the morning to 5 or 6 at night. That's all he did, is read it. And God started talking to him. "My name is Jesus." And God started teaching him. He'd run and he said, "Now go to John." And he'd come over to my office. "Brother John, guess what the Lord told me?" I said, "What?" He said, so. "Is that true?" I go, "Yeah." He said, "Golly." He'd run back over there. And then about an hour later, he'd come back over. "Brother John, the Lord Jesus of Nazareth told me, this is about the Bible. He said, this person, this person, this person, this person, blah, 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 blah." I mean, deep stuff. And I go, "Yeah, that's what it says." He said, "Golly." He ran back over there and that's how God taught him. And then God said, I don't need your mind. I need your spirit. And that's how God taught him, through his spirit. And when he get up to teach, read him right now, you know, the stuff he went through today, he didn't know what he's going to say. You know, about an hour or so ago, "I don't even know what I'm going to teach, Brother John. I really don't know what I'm going to teach." And then finally, about 5 minutes, he called me and said, I got it. He want me to do deliverance.
I'm back.
So he said, okay. And so God personally taught him. Now you listen at the teacher. Does that sound like he was reading a note? Huh? He said, "Go here, go there, go everywhere here, there and here." Does it sound like he was reading some script that I wrote for me? I doubt it very seriously, because that was not in a reading style or written style. that was coming from his spirit by means of the Holy Spirit. And I just thank God. I just thank the Lord for him using that brother. He's truly a man of God. And he wants all of us to hear him too. When we prepare our sermons and everything else, he wants us to develop that sermon by the leading of his spirit. Not of our mind, but of our spirit. Okay? God bless you.
God bless you, brother. Reverend, have a good night.
Good night.
All right, everybody. God bless everyone. It is time to get out of here. I've had a long day, and I want to thank all of you for listening to me tonight. Oh, whoa, before I leave, podcasts, iTunes, get off. You don't have no permission to be on my radio station. Apple Podcasts, you have no permission to be on my radio station. Zelensky, Sister Zelensky, get me off your station. I don't want any of my podcasts on any iPod. If you listen to me other than right here at Blog Talk Radio, please come to Blog Talk Radio. Do not support these ministries who are stealing and taking my podcast illegally. God bless.